BBC News with Jerry Smith. Militants belonging to the Islamist group Al-Shabaab have carried out their most serious assault in the Somali capital Mogadishu since they were forced out of the city in August 2011. 9 militants blasted and shot their way into the city's busy main court complex, killing numerous people. Running battles ensued with security forces, and a government minister later said all the gunmen had been killed. Elsewhere in the city, there was a suicide bomb attack on a Turkish aid agency convoy, in which 5 people were killed. Correspondents say the attacks demonstrate that Al-Shabaab, though territorially weaker, can still mount well-planned and audacious assaults. The BBC's Mohamed Moalimu in Mogadishu says the city feels less secure.
Recently, the situation of Mogadishu was improving and many people were coming back from outside Somalia. Some were coming back from Europe, some were coming back from the United States and elsewhere. So there has been rehabilitation and rebuilding of Mogadishu. And people were so happy and just was feeling some sort of relative calm. But these attacks are causing some worries to the people who have been trying to build Somalia after 2 decades of civil wars.
Voting is underway in Venezuela to choose a successor to the late President Hugo Chavez. Security has been stepped up significantly as people choose between the acting president, Nicolas Maduro, who has promised to continue the policies of Mr. Chavez, and the opposition candidate, Enrique Capriles. Irene Caselli is our reporter in Caracas.
The voting has been going very smoothly so far. The government has said that over 11 million Venezuelans have already voted out of 19 million who are registered. A little while ago, I went to a polling station where the queues were rather short and the atmosphere very calm. Several people said there were much smaller crowd out to vote compared to the last presidential election in October. There have been no major incidents reported, and international observers have also been saying that it's all been calm.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who's been holding talks in the Japanese capital Tokyo, has said America stands firmly behind Japan in the face of North Korea's threats. There's growing speculation that Pyongyang may carry out a missile test on Monday. Mr. Kerry said the U.S. would do what was necessary to bring peace to the region.
We are committed to take action together. We, Japan, the United States, and the other countries that I have met with in the last 2 days are committed to make that goal of denuclearization a reality.
Mr. Kerry also called on Pyongyang to return to negotiations, but the North Korean parliamentary leader, Kim Jong-nam, said his country needed to increase its nuclear force. News from the BBC. Activists say that at least 25 people, including 12 children, have been killed today by 2 separate government airstrikes in Syria. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 16 people were killed in a village in the northeastern province of Hasaka. Another 9 people died in a neighbourhood of Damascus. Researchers in the United States have succeeded in making a working kidney and transplanting it into rats. According to the journal Nature Medicine, this process, known as bioengineering, could potentially make organ transplants obsolete in the future. It involves taking a rat kidney and stripping it of its cells, leaving a shell which is then relined with renal cells from newborn rats and blood vessel lining cells from human donors. China's state news agency says 11 fresh cases of the new strain of bird flu have been reported across the country on Sunday. 2 new deaths from the new virus were also reported in Shanghai, where the new strain, named H7N9, first appeared last month. A total of 13 people have now died. A spokesman for the World Health Organization, Michael O'Leary, said there was no evidence that the virus was transmitted from human to human.
As far as we know, all the cases are individually affected in a sporadic, not connected way. There have been a couple of family clusters that have been investigated, but the cases in general have been sporadically spread around the country, and the source of infection remains under active investigation.
The Bahraini government says it will take what it termed appropriate measures to ensure that anti-government protesters don't disrupt the Formula One Grand Prix on Friday. The opposition has urged a week of protests leading up to the start of the race, but a government spokeswoman said the security situation in Bahrain was very reassuring. The race was cancelled in 2011 when the government crushed pro-democracy rallies with deadly force. And that's the BBC News.